Joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is Andy Noel, of course, the director of athletics over there at Cornell University. And Andy, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I know Richie is obviously associated so heavily with the lacrosse program, but to me, I almost see him as the ambassador of Cornell athletics. You know, you've got this Hall of Fame coach who was at all of the sporting events, always promoting how great Cornell is, always out in the community. Just how important was he to Cornell athletics as a whole?
Well, Nick, first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for having me on relative to such an important moment in our Cornell athletics history, the passing of Richard M. Moran, known and beloved by all of us as Richie. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. He was not just a great Hall of Fame coach, inducted into 9 different Halls of Fame and having the great run of 42 consecutive games and 2 NCAA titles consecutively with a second place finish to follow. An amazing coach, but as you alluded to, he was such a phenomenal ambassador for the university, for Cornell athletics, and for the Ithaca community. I've never known a person who went out of their way to say so many endearing and wonderful things about the Ithaca community and the citizens of Ithaca, New York. He was incredibly happy to be raising his family in Ithaca. He enjoyed the community immensely, and he was larger than life within Cornell athletics, absolutely no question.
You've been at Cornell for well over 40 years now, so naturally you two have had a lot of interactions, but I'd love to know about some of the earliest interactions and maybe what those were like.
Yes, so I had a similar question asked of me recently, and there's actually 2 answers to this. The first thing I will tell you, when I rolled into Teagle Hall in August of 1974, I was a 24-year-old head coach. The first person I ran into was Richie Moran. He welcomed me very warmly. I went into his office. We had a long talk, and he basically sat me down and said, there are a number of things that are really critical that you've got to do to be successful here in athletics. He talked to me about developing an alumni organization. He mentioned of all the newsletters that I should be writing and how I should be writing personal thank you letters. And I took every word to heart and just felt great that such a well-known, terrific personality at Cornell and in Ithaca would take that kind of time for me, a total stranger. So I was impressed by that, you know, on a really serious note. That meant the world to me. But I'll tell you a little bit of a funny story that reflects a little bit on what Richie was like as a co-coach and a friend. The first time I recruited in Long Island, I gave Richie Moran a ride in my car, and he took me to the island and giving me directions to get on a ramp that would take me to the expressway. I think it was Long Island Expressway. And I pulled up to the end of the ramp waiting to have an opening to get on, and cars were passing me on the right. So I'm on the ramp. Cars are passing me like crazy on the right. I had cars on my left speeding. I didn't have an opening to get on. And I looked at Richie, and he was laughing so hard he was crying. And I was totally not prepared for what I was dealing with on the Long Island Expressway. And all Richie could do was kick his head back and laugh hysterically. And I finally got on the expressway, and then he took me around to some high schools, and I got acclimated a little bit to the island. It had great wrestling. But he was just a character. He enjoyed me not being able to deal with that moment very well and to see my panic. And he loved to prank people, and he pranked people his whole career. And I received a very early prank on my first recruiting trip to Long Island because of Richie.
Incredible, incredible. And that's a thing that I think a lot of people appreciated about Richie, is that he was able to have that balance of, you know, being a true go-getter and getting business done out there on the field and on the sidelines, but also having such a fun side to him, and a caring side to him and a loving side to him. I mean, he was just a great all-around person.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes in athletics, and especially college athletics, you know, you don't really experience or encounter people like that. I truly feel like Richie is one of a kind in that sense.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. He was so intensely competitive, and he so wanted his players to enjoy success, and he so wanted Cornell lacrosse to be respected at the same level of the Southern schools that were dominating lacrosse when he began. He worked himself to the bone. He was a great recruiter, a great coach, a great motivator. But then on the human side, the really friendly side of Richie, he made everybody feel comfortable. He was beloved by the grounds folks, by the equipment folks. He treated everybody the same way. He was truly one of a kind. You know, and you're hearing a lot of this today, and people listening to the show and to other shows may be saying, the guy couldn't have really been that great. But the reality is he was that great. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's great for you to be providing the tribute that you're providing. And Richie Moran deserves every kind thing that is said about him.
That's for sure. Andy Noel with us here on BTL, Director of Athletics at Cornell University. Obviously, we're paying tribute to the late Richie Moran, who passed away at the age of 85 on Sunday. You recently told the Ithaca Journal that in the late 70s, when he won the national championships, that he could have been elected the mayor of Ithaca.
Oh.
Can you put into words just how big he was in the local sports community and just how important Cornell lacrosse was during those times? Because I remember Richie telling stories of Sholkoff being filled to the brim with fans when they'd play a Hopkins or a Hobart.
No question. When I had my first wrestling banquet, I had 10 really top recruits. We really had to rebuild. And I took the recruits to the Cornell Hopkins lacrosse game at Sholkoff. And we had our banquet later that night. We landed 9 out of the 10 recruits. And I have to tell you, it was a heck of a banquet. But the game beating Hopkins with 10,000 or more, maybe more than 10,000 in the Crescent. We sat in the West Stands, which had lots and lots of fans, but these visitors, these top recruits were looking across at the Crescent that was electric. And, you know, all the fraternities, the sororities, it was nuts. And we came back in the second half and won that game. And Richie was easily the most famous person, personality-wise, that I was aware of in Ithaca and on the Cornell campus during those days when he won the NCAAs, of course, in 76, 77, was second in 78. But before he won that first or his second national championship, Cornell was in the serious mix in a lot of those NCAA early games. Mm-hmm. And it was just electric. For me to be a new coach, watching lacrosse, watching what Richie Moran was doing, it was an absolute motivation to me to have to believe at the early time of my career that winning could happen at a high level because I'm watching Richie Moran do it. So he was an inspiration to coaches, particularly young coaches, but just beloved in the community. And he could have been the mayor of Ithaca easily during those years. He was so well-known, so well-liked.
I love it. One thing I appreciate so much about him, too, is that, I mean, heck, you look at, you know, college coaches, and even in today's day and age, and they leave a program, and that's that. That wasn't the case with Richie. He retired, and he was still very much a part of Cornell lacrosse and the athletics community over there. So how much did that mean to you that here's this coach who decided, hey, I'm going to stick around at Cornell here for as long as I can?
Yeah, Richie was special in that regard. He went to so many different athletics events. He personally would discuss athletics, recruiting the university, what makes the university special, you know, for our younger coaches to know how to explain to recruits some of the subtle and sometimes not so subtle advantages of a Cornell athletics experience, a Cornell University experience. So he did that. but at the same time, he was everywhere. You couldn't go to a Cornell Athletics event and not see Richie Moran and not see Richie being positive to somebody about something, whether it's the team they were watching, about the school in general, about the lacrosse program. He was just the number one ambassador for Cornell Athletics that I've ever known. And I just think the world of Richie. And of course, he had Pat, his top recruit, his wife, at his side the whole time. And she was strong and she was competitive and loved what her husband was doing and knew how much she was putting into everything. And boy, that was an amazing team of Richie and Pat.
What made Richie such a great leader?
I think his level of investment into the program and into the lives of each athlete was perceived by everyone around him. And so I believe when people see somebody investing at that level, be relentless, having the drive that he had, and then on top of it was so welcoming to everyone, that motivated people around him to do their best, to say to themselves, hey, if Richie can do all of this and invest this mightily, I can do my share too. I really believe the athletes drew upon Richie's energy and on his commitment, and it was contagious. And when you talk to them today, you hear it. You hear it in their voice. He would be tough on them, but he also loved them. He was tough though. Don't be misled that he was like just the sweetheart of a coach that just was fun and hunky dory at every practice, because that wasn't the case. He's a former Marine and he challenged his guys, but his investment in them and how hard they saw him work motivated him. That's what I think one of the keys was.
You brought up the story of your trip to Long Island, and I'm sure if somebody were to ask you, hey, give us your favorite Richie story, you could probably rattle off about 15, 20 more, and we'd have another hour-long conversation or something. But
yeah.
Is there one that stands out to you besides that one? Like, do you have another fun story that comes to mind immediately?
Yes, it's funny. It's funny that you're jogging my memory. So Richie competed on a Southern trip at one point, but he was stopping off 4 hours south in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, before I believe he went to Washington and Lee. And my father, and I'm from Lancaster, and my father, big athletics fan, and I had told him an awful lot about Richie, and he knew Richie was a great coach and was larger than life. And so we went down to Franklin and Marshall, 4 hours south, and I was in Richie's hotel room, and I had him visiting with my dad, which I thought was, a terrific opportunity for my father. And the phone rang. And Richie the prankster says to me, hey, Andy, go pop over there and pick that up. That's Sports Illustrated. So I'm figuring Richie's being, funny Richie. And I went over and picked up the phone, and I said something a little strange. I forget exactly what I said, because I knew it wasn't Sports Illustrated. It was Richie pulling a prank on my dad and me. And I answered the phone, and it was Sports Illustrated. And so I felt a little funny that I answered the phone in a non-professional way.
Yeah.
I think I used Richie's whistle, that he used to use.
Yep.
And, he was incomparable. I mean, he was the biggest name in lacrosse, at the same time the biggest prankster that I knew, and also the friendliest person to my father and to me that you could imagine.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Andy, before we let you run, we'll leave you with this. What is Richie's legacy and impact on Cornell?
His legacy and his impact is the combination of commitment, of work ethic, and inspiring those around him through his own efforts, his own levels of passion and commitment. He motivated everybody around them because of his personality and how hard he worked and how much he invested in what he was doing.
I love it. Andy, seriously, thank you so much for the time. This means so much to us that you you took the time out of your busy schedule to join us for a couple of minutes to reflect on Richie and his life and his commitment to Cornell and his love for this community. Thank you so much once again. Be well and hope to see you down the road here soon, okay?
Well, thanks a lot, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to express my very dear feelings for Richie Moran and for Pat and his kids.
You got it. We appreciate it. Thanks again, Andy.
Thanks a lot.